let everyone, remind everyone that the meeting is digitally recorded and your attendance here is taken as you've been aware that that's the case. So moving through, we have apologies for today's meeting.
Sure.
Councillor Martin. Do we have any leave applications for leave of absence for the next meeting?
I may be down at the hospital.
Okay, so possibly Councillor Brown.
Possibly, but yeah. I'll be here for a moment.
Okay. I'll put in one too, Jim. I don't know where I'm at that day.
Councillor Orla.
I can get here, I will, I mean.
Okay, thank you. Do we need to endorse that from you?
Yeah,
sure. So can I have a mover and seconder, please, so Councillor Sadler, Councillor Shaw, and is everyone in favour of supporting those requests? Thank you. Are there any declarations of interest for this meeting? Any items coming up in this meeting? We don't have any information to provide from the previous meeting in terms of public question time. And now I will open up to public question time. We have three visitors here today, so two of our visitors are here to observe the meeting and not ask questions, but they can if they wish. And we have Alison is here to ask questions and observe the meeting. So Alison, would you like to ask a question, your question or questions of council, please?
Last year, a couple of meetings ago, I asked about some caravans that were parked up.
Yes.
And I advised that they were parked next to the Shire grading vehicles.
Yeah.
And then I saw in the next meeting that I hadn't got back to you. Well, I didn't get back to you because I figured that you would know where the graders were. So were those caravans, were they approved to stay there?
So Alison, my recollection is that you mentioned that there were Shire vehicles. Caravans parked next to Shire vehicles.
There were.
Yes, and not graders, but Shire vehicles. And I had asked for information back so that we could look into it, which we didn't receive. So I'm only presuming that you're talking about near the swimming pool, because I didn't get the feedback from you. So there were caravans at the swimming pool for the works that were getting completed for the swimming pool project, and they would have been granted permission to be there so that they could stay near the works that they're undertaking. Do you have any more comment on that, Mr. CEO?
No, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah, so it's fairly standard procedure when the Shire are getting major projects done to be working with the contractor so that we can get the work done.
If they don't have to put in for approval, I can't.
They are not requiring to live there permanently. They're there just for a contracting job. So no, for them to do that, they liaise with the Shire CEO or administration, and then they can do what they're allowed to stay there for that particular project. Okay. Did you have another question, Alison? No more questions? Did our other visitors have any questions to inquire about today? No? All right, so thank you. We'll move on. So the next item is condolences. We welcome Councillor Martin to the meeting. Thanks, Sue. So, Councillor Martin is now not an apology for today. The Shire of Beverley flag has flown half a mask from the Town Hall as a mark of respect following the passing of Laurel Carter, Margaret Peck, Dennis Hobbs, and Bruce Peck. Now we move into the items under number 7, which is confirmation of minutes. Item 7.1 is minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of December 2025. The officer's recommendation is that the minutes of that meeting be confirmed. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Brown and Councillor Shaw, are there any matters arising? Is everyone in favour of endorsing those minutes or the officer's recommendation? So, thank you. Item 7.2 is the minutes of the Works Committee meeting, which was held on the 18th of February 2026. Officer's recommendation is that the minutes of that meeting be received, and acknowledging that there's three items that come up in the agenda as we move through the meeting. Can I have a mover and a second that those minutes be received, please? Councillor Brown, Councillor Sattler. Are there any matters arising? Everyone in favour? 7-0, thank you. Go to the next item. Which is 7.3. And that is the minutes of the audit and risk meeting. Audit, risk and improvement committee meeting. And that was held on 23rd of February 2026. Officer's recommendation is that the minutes of that meeting be received, and there are three items that will be referred to later on in the agenda items. Can I have a mover and a second for that meeting, please? Councillor Sattler, Councillor Shaw. Are there any matters arising at this point? Everyone in favour? 7-0. Thank you. Moving to section 8, which is the technical services. 8.1 is the regional road group 5-year program. The recommendation from the Works Committee, recommended that the regional road group 5-year program be endorsed. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the Works Committee recommendations? So we've got Councillor Sattler, Councillor Brown. Is there any matters arising? Okay, that's passed, thank you. I'll have to start looking to the left so we get some of you guys over here. Item 8.2 is the 5-year road construction program. It's another item that's come out of the Planning Works Committee meeting. And the recommendation from the Works Committee is that the 5-year road program from 2026-27 to 2030-31 be endorsed. Can we have a second, please? Okay, thanks, Councillor Maxwell. Councillor Lawler. Are there any matters arising from that? Thank you. Is everyone in favour? Awesome. 8.3 is the 10-year plant replacement program. Once again, a recommendation from the Plant and Works Committee meeting. The committee has recommended that that program be received. Mover and a seconder? Councillor Sattler? Councillor Hennock? Councillor Shaw? Are there any matters arising? Okay, so everyone's in favour. We've had some very productive meetings over the last week or so, which is very worthwhile in terms of informing the upcoming budget. Now we move into the planning services section. And the first item in that area is 9.1, which is a subdivision application for lot 50 or 97 Hunt Road, Beverley, behind the Hunt Road Village. And the officer's recommendation is that the council resolve to recommend to the WAPC that the application for that subdivision on Hunt Road be supported, subject to the range of conditions that are included in the agenda. Can I have a mover and a second of the officer's recommendation? Councillor Sattler, Councillor Martin. Are there any matters arising? Any questions to the manager of planning? Or anything further to add, Stephen?
No, I hope it's fairly self-explanatory. Residents, it is our only available, obviously funded by infrastructure development fund for, that will result in us eventually constructing 4 workers' accommodation units, which is under the division of the board community.
Okay, thank you. So everyone's in favour of that? Mm-hmm. Officer recommendation? Good, thank you. 7-0. So item 9.2 is the development application for an outbuilding at lot 122 or 10 Simmons Road. And this is recommendation. It's on page 40. The officer's recommendation is that the council grant planning approval for an outbuilding at that location, subject to the range of conditions that are included in the agenda to be followed. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Brown, Councillor Lawler. Are there any questions from council or anything further to add from the manager of planning? So is everyone in favour of endorsing the officer's recommendation? Thank you, that's 7-0. Item 9.3 is a special event application for the Beverly, upcoming Beverly Air Show. Officer's recommendation is on page 50. And the recommendation is that council resolve that the use is consistent with the objectives of the rural zone and that grant planning approval for the air show to be held on the relevant reserves, which are included as in the agenda item, following the conditions and advice notes that are included in the agenda item. Move and a seconder, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions from council or matters arising or anything further to add from the manager of planning development? Is everybody in favour of receiving that recommendation? Thank you. That's 7-0. So item 10 is building services, and there's nothing to report in under that section, under that heading. We move into finance, which is area 11. So 11.1 is the monthly financial report for December. So we have financial reports for December and January, as we did on January council meeting. This recommendation is on page 126. Jump too far, that's for January. Thank you.
Excuse.
So the officer's recommendation is on page 118, and that the monthly financial report for the month of December 2025 be accepted and the material variances noted. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Lawler, seconded Councillor Shaw. Are there any questions arising? Or anything further to add? Simon?
Nothing to add.
No? Thank you. So is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 7-0. So now we'll move into the next item, which is 11.2, and it's the monthly financial report for January 2026. Similar officer's recommendation that that report be accepted and material variances noted. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Sattler. Are there any questions? Matters arising? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 7-0. We move into item 11.3, which is accounts paid by authority for December. Once again, we have this item for December and then another one following for January, due to not having a council meeting in January. So the office officer's recommendation on page 135 is that the list of accounts as prescribed be received. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Maxwell, seconded. Councillor Brown. Are there any questions arising from those items that have been paid over that month?
We've got one question. What is our buying local policy? We seem to, for instance, I noticed most months we seem to spend more money voting than we do our own local hardware. Is there any sort of policy that decides whether we shop out of town or locally?
Is that possible?
There is no policy. So what is the decision going?
Usually on variety and access to material.
Cost. Yeah, and I expect that it's where the maintenance officer is at the time and the types of equipment, well, the materials that he's required. So you're talking about the works that Danny does?
I'll just also probably just comment that don't mistake quantity over value, I suppose, because we do spend quite a bit down at the Urban Trading, but we get a monthly account. So you only get one line item in the list of accounts for Urban Trading. You might get three or four for Bunnings.
So are you
going to
go?
So for December, then we spent nearly 4,400 at that Urban Trading. But it shows that it's one line. So I guess if Councillor Maxwell's saying lots of Bunnings transactions,
yeah.
But there might be $50, $100 just because we're there. Maybe tin of paint. But then if it's, we book up throughout the month for Urban Trading, so it's obviously a lot more convenient going to Urban Trading. But in saying that, a lot of the material that we use for, say, the office renovation, yeah, it's just easier to get it from Bunnings.
That was why there's a big expendable Bunnings.
The panelling that we do on the walls and all that kind of stuff, that's all Bunnings. Yeah. Kitchen, Kaboom
Kitchen,
Bunnings, so it depends on the project, I guess, as well.
So, Councillor Maxwell,
are
you happy with that explanation?
I'll just comment. We do try and buy local.
Yes. Any other questions, Councillor? Everyone in favour? So we go to item 11.4, which is accounts paid by authority for January 2026. Officer's recommendation is on page 148. Similarly, it's that the list of accounts as presented be received. This is for the month of January. I'll have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Brown. Are there any questions in regard to this month of payments? No questions or anything further for this item? Everyone's in favour? Thank you. 7-0. Okay, so now we move to item 11.5. Which is fees and charges camping on private land application fees. Is on page 159. The council, in regard to the adoption of fees and charges for the camping on private land application fee, adopts a fee of $300 for camping on private land application, and that gives public notice of the fees in accordance with section 619 of the Local Government Act. In relation to that, move and a seconder, please, for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Sattler, seconded. Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions from council? This will go through into the council's budget, these charges as well. Yep. There's no questions? I take that as everyone in favour?
Yep.
7-0. Community grants for round
we did increase in position.
Sure, I'll just get a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation, which is on page 166, that council will combine the remaining 25-26 major and minor grant funding allocations, so that we had a total funding pool of $11,500, and that from that funding pool award the following community groups under the second round of submissions for the 25-26 financial year as follows. So the Beverly Real Life Church, $1,000, Beverly Amateur Swimming Club, $1,000, Beverly Station Arts, $5,000, and Beverly Lawn Tennis Club, $4,000. Mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Martin, seconded. Councillor Shaw. Now, are there any questions? Councillor Brown, you had a question?
I was just asking if we did talk about increasing community grants. Is that on the table this year? Part of the budget discussions. Yeah.
Budget discussions, and in the policy review that we've just done, I believe that we increased the minimum one from $1,000 to $2,000, so people groups can apply up to
$2,000.
So is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you. Seven. They're all very interesting and quite varied projects, so it's good to see that we're able to support community groups. Those different activities. 11.7 is that's a tender, is it, for provision of recycling and collection services? Yes. The officer's recommendation is on page 170. And the recommendation is that the tender for the provision of those services be awarded to Stondon Priority Limited, which is Avon Waste, whom we currently use, for the $148,604, including GST, for the period from the 1st of March 26 to end of February 2031, and on the condition that the annual price review of the contract be determined in accordance with clause 1.7.3 of the Shire of Beverley tender specification, and that a contract extension option for the recycling waste collection services of up to 5 years from the 1st of March 2031 at the discretion of council be included in the service contract. And I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Sadler, Councillor Lawler. Are there any questions around this, council? Is there anything else to add from staff?
Oh no, I'm just
self-explanatory.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So this is an item that will go through into the preparing for the forthcoming budget as well. So is everyone in favour of the office's recommendation? Yes, everyone. And 11.8, the 25-26 budget review. Which is always done every 6 months. And this recommendation is on page 173. Oh, sorry, it's not the officer's recommendation. It's the proposed report of risk and improvement committee's recommendation. So it's a committee recommendation that the 25-26 budget review be adopted and forwarded to the Department of Local Government. Is there a mover and a second from council? Councillor Sadler, Councillor Brown. Are there any questions? Everyone in favour? 7-0. Leads out finance items, and now we go into the administration section, which is very tall. 12.1, which is a policy manual review, which is what we referred to previously. So the office's recommendation is on page 179, and that counts. Adopt the policy manual with the changes listed in this report and incorporate them within the policy manual working document to be updated on the Shire of Beverley website. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Any questions? Everyone in favour? 7-0.
Oh,
may I? Oh, yes, sorry.
Yep, sure. We
committee meeting. Will we be giving a copy? Like, I've got my policy manual that Ali gave me, but I mean with the changes and that, and the difference that we might have as well.
So the completed policy with the updates that they showed through the agenda is still that we're updated when provided to council.
Yes, ma'am.
And it will be included when we're showing results.
Yes, ma'am.
There was a lot of reading in that.
It sure was, and I didn't get it done.
12.2, the model code of conduct. So this, recommendation from the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, it's on page 401, that the code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates be adopted. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Statler, Councillor Shaw. Are there any questions about this? Is everyone in favour? Item 12.3 is the Regulation 17 review. 418, thank you. So once again, this is... This once again is a recommendation of the Audit Risk Improvement Committee that the 2025 Regulation 17 review conducted by the Chief Executive Officer be received. Can I move and second, please, Councillor Statler, seconded by Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions? Everybody in favour?
Yep.
Thank you, seven to nil. Okay, 12.4, use of the common seal. The officer's recommendation is on page 421. That council note and endorse the use of the common seal having been attached to the agreement for the management of Beverley Air Show between the Shire of Beverley and the Beverley Soaring Society Incorporated. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Statler. Are there any questions in regard to this recommendation? Everyone in favour? Thank you, seven to nil. Now we're going to the end of the meeting. So, as far as I'm aware, there's no motions that have been provided by elected members. Is there any new business that needs to be brought to the attention of the meeting? No? In that case, our meeting is completed and I will close the January, sorry, February, it's my guy, council meeting. And thank visitors for your attendance, thank council for your attendance.